I am Regina Tidwell. I am a music education freshman here at Newberry. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for those is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:3. I want you to take a moment to think of a time in which your faith felt weak. Maybe it was after the death of a loved one. Maybe it was because of someone's hurtful words. Or maybe it's right here, right now, at this very moment. Whatever the cause may be, weakening faith is an uncomfortable thing to face, especially during difficult situations. That's what I love about the Beatitudes. Jesus sat in front of a multitude of people eager to listen to him. He settled on a mountain and began to teach. And he started by naming those who are blessed. A list of the blessed, in any logical case, would name the powerful, the wealthy, and the stable. Those who don't struggle with their faith or the financial stability. Those we see with the greener grass and those who enjoy the finer things. The ones with everything we'd be blessed to have. The ones that are everything we aren't. But God's blessings don't work that way. Jesus, while preaching on the Mount, was never concerned with the material wealth of the crowd that followed him. Instead, Jesus focuses first on those desperate for steadiness in their faith, and he promises them his kingdom in heaven. Despite our own doubts, God keeps us steady. Even now, when we feel our faith waver, we are called to rely on the Lord who can carry all our burdens. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you, 1 Peter 5:7. So take another moment to reflect on the times you felt weak in your faith and remember, no matter how big our struggles feel or how grave our situations may be, God is with us. In the midst of our faltering faith, he will always be there. Amen.